dans toutes tes mots. Signer ton ego, mais à l'ancienne, la forme.
Dis-tu pas de VIP? Prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne, j'école d'ici. J'saute dans un full sous top class. Tout est en bonne place pour mes people, j'tape la grande classe. J'pose pour les flashs à l'entrée, signe quelques papiers. J'pose un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer, demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sourire, en dentelle et leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem et leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP, tout se passe comme je veux et c'est parfait. Tout le monde dans la place est en feu et c'est carré. Let's pop the Chris and let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, et si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires d'un jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady dance, bouge dans tous les sens. À l'affût des regards, lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres, c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain, c'est la good life. Et on verra demain. Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sourette, en dentelle et leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem et leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sourette, en dentelle et leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
Mr. Dem, it is Sunday, January 20th, 2013, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the oh-so-wintry beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard was called VIP by the Quebec artist K-Maro. And please enjoy this next song, and I'll be right back with you right after that. Please listen to Black Metal Rose by Fierce Creatures. Here you go.
Thank you.
That was The Fierce Creatures with the song Black Metal Rose. Wanted to start out this evening's episode by saying happy Martin Luther King Jr. weekend and happy inauguration weekend. And there's a few people on this list today that I was going to mention as far as happy birthday. 1896, George Burns, 1920, Federico Fellini, 1930, Buzz Aldrin, 1956, Bill Maher, 1960, Frank Zappa, 1966, Stacey Dash, 1971, Questlove of the Roots. And let's see, and also a rest in peace to David Newman, who passed in 2009, Etta James in 2012, and Guy 42 this year. Guy 42 is a member of Naked Girls Radio. I've just had a call-in shortly before the show and was informed of the news, and I believe I have the caller, but for everyone else, just before I answer the call, 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333 is the call-in number. Feel free to call in as you wish, and let's see who's on the line. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking.
Hey, Sandra. This is a home, aka
Hi. It's cutting out a little bit. Can you get to like a landline or I can't quite tell who this is. Hello.
Hey.
Okay. For the caller, please try to call back in. I'm not sure, but it was really staticky, so I couldn't really make out your voice. But it's 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play a song really quick, and then I will be right back with you. I will play... where'd it go? I will play Broke for Free by Night Owl, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
That was Night Owl with the song Broke for Free. I believe I have my caller back on the line. Let's check it out. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Aloha. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, hello. Oh, wow. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, is this Jinx?
Yeah.
Hi, Jinx.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got a call from Jess of Naked Girls Radio maybe about 10 minutes before the broadcast. And I just heard the news. I'm very sorry to hear what happened, but I heard that you all had were able to get together and sort of share your memories and things like this. Feel free to share with my listeners anything you'd like.
Yeah.
Was he your brother?
No, he was just a friend of Jess's and a friend of mine. So it's a good friend.
How long were you guys friends?
I've been friends with Jess for quite a while.
Oh wow.
And
you're big fans of Naked Girls Radio, music, and rock, alternative, this kind of thing. There wasn't much I could learn just before the show, but share with me, I guess.
I'm a big fan of Naked Girls Radio because a good site to listen to some music. Lots of people who are in the business.
And are you in the Chicago area or?
No, I'm in Kentucky.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Yeah, it's interesting because I believe I first met Jess maybe late January of 2000. Oh wow, where are we? 2012 or something like that. And I know she has a lot of reach, but wow, I didn't even know exactly how far the network was of listeners. I'm very, very glad to hear that. How is the rest of the day been? The rest of the evening?
I've been good, really good.
Yeah.
I've been just hanging out to Next School of Radio and watching the nephew and chilling and all that.
Yeah, okay. Huh. Well, do you have, anything upcoming as far as, a big old, some sort of tribute to your friend? Because I'm sure Jess and I would be more than happy to create one for you and for all his friends and family and everything.
Not really.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, I guess stay tuned for that because I would definitely want to do that with Jess. I'm sure she'd be happy to do so as well.
Yeah. Thank you. I just wish her a lot of love. I know she's been going through a rough time, so.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of support out there.
That's good. Always good to hear. Well, were you able to see her today earlier, or?
I was able to talk to her a little bit, but it was just off and on.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Well, play a song here real quick. And I don't know if you want to hold the line or not, but yeah, I'm going to play a song. I'll play Copo de Veneno by Karina Buhr, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Coming up next, we have some music by Voodoo Head Music Project. This is their song, Promise.
A thousand times, and so on.
Okay, that was Promise by Voodoo Head. Okay, so being that it is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, I thought it might be nice to read a poem from the selected poems of Langston Hughes. And I had actually picked out three Langston Hughes poems for this evening, and I picked those out before I got the news from Jess, and yeah, so excuse me if I feel a little bit awkward in a sense, but I'm going to go ahead and read this one, and I don't know, we'll see, but I think it's still like a beautiful poem, and I think it will be fine, so yes, feel free to call in and let me know if it wasn't, but... The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And it's called Life is Fine. Okay. I went down to the river. I sat down on the bank. I tried to think, but couldn't. So I jumped in and sank. I came up once and hollered. I came up twice and cried. If that water hadn't have been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was. Cold in that water. It was cold. I took the elevator, 16 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby and thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. If it hadn't have been so high, I might have jumped and died. But it was high up there. It was high. So since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love. But for living, I was born. Though you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry, I'll be dog sweet, baby, if you're gonna see me die. Life is fine. Fine as wine. Life is fine. So that was the first poem of the three from Langston Hughes, Selected Poems. And I will give you a break song. I actually have one or two different things that I wrote, on livinggrind.com within the past week or two. I might read one or two of those. But in the meanwhile, please enjoy this next song. It's called Proud Tears by Ellipse.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Every woman and she likes me cause I'm so fat. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast. You like that? Like a rabbit in a hat of magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect. I made that, lay that down like it was something else. I say that, spray that like the king. He's tagging like a maniac, maniac. My head's gonna explode. Tell me again.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me.
Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint, tell me.
That you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low, like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit, and you know there's no one like me.
Filmed outdoors was released. In 1934, Fuji Film was founded.
1986, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was officially celebrated for the first time as a federal holiday. In 2006, witnesses reported seeing a bottlenose whale swimming in the River Thames, which was a first since 1913. And in 2009, Barack Obama was inaugurated as the first black president of the United States. So there you go. And what else? There maybe a few other things. I'll have to find them in a bit. But let's see. In the meanwhile, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And let's see. I will play Sleepyhead by Passion Pit, and then I will be right back with you. Here you go.
Everything is going to be, and everything is going to be.
Was that just end of song, or?
Yep. That was Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. Alrighty then. Alright, well, I guess I may as well go ahead and I'll read an article that I wrote for my website, livinggrind.com, and it's called, it's called On Bad Intelligence and the Unproven. Okay, I'll start now. All right. Perhaps an officer of the peace of any given jurisdiction whose purpose is to protect and serve those who occupy the public space within its geographical borders can, in good faith, engage in and conduct an honest criminal investigation on an unknown, or presumably unknowable individual by the will of the people and within the confines of an otherwise lawful detention, an enforcer of the laws of that land is afforded the benefit of public faith in their official capacity as to discretion and best efforts made towards due diligence and the absence of documentary proof to the contrary. Indeed, in society, we accept that enforcers of the common good of society are, by our own consensus, afforded immunity from a wide variety of trivial technical errors in favor of the overriding quest to identify, define, and contain suspicious and/or criminal actions, motives, or intentions, which have been deemed counter to public interest. However, one or more harmless miscalculations or misjudgments can become unconscionably averse to all who depend upon those very same guardians of public safety and welfare when, despite production, presentation, or recognition of valid government-issued identification, one is still held not only under an underlying inquiry, but jointly under an additional criminal act, which is often ultimately even more amoral and insidious, the criminal action of comportment, or rather being per se, and or by nature or custom, an outlaw, a fraud, a communicator of falsehoods, a thief of personage, one who bears false witness to and of oneself, an enemy alien amidst but never among the people, an it or thing who unlawfully harbors and assumes the personhood of honest, legitimate, verifiable datum. Alas, in an instance such as this, to even begin to refute any other preliminary perception based on supposition of criminal acts, one is compelled to, instead, overcome the base nature of that which has been concurrently presumed unprovable, the morality and proof of ownership of one's very own existence. And yet, an individual would be precluded from such, because one is already being, as oneself, summarily and self-evidently rejected a priori. Let it be, Sandra London, P.S. In Pursuit of Knowledge. And that was an article that I wrote for my website on livinggrind.com on Friday, January 18th, 2013. And now, please enjoy this next song. I will play... I will play Saudades by Duda Nunez, and then I'll be right back with you.
Ao seu lado, sim,
Hello from the Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London.
Hi, Sandra London. This is Dave Idol. I saw you earlier today, I think, at Schneel's house.
I haven't been anywhere today. Sorry, I'm in California. Where are you?
No. Kristen,
you may have seen Jess.
Jess?
Yeah, of Naked Girls Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may have seen her. Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so you guys all got together? How many people were there?
Well, a lot of us.
Yeah.
Is this a radio show?
Yes, this is a radio show. You're live, like, right now. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, but feel free to, like, you know, give a shout-out, share
yeah.
your thoughts
give a
and tribute.
Well, I'll give a shout out and a tribute. We had a gathering today for our cousin Ryan, who and his brother here, who suddenly passed away earlier this week. And we just wanted to call and give a shout out to Ryan. So we have some other cousins here who I want to say, you know, how much they loved him and everything. So it's not a problem.
Okay. Does he have, like, I don't know if I'll have the song, like, in my studio, but is there any particular artist or any particular song that, like, he especially likes from Naked Girls Radio?
The song by Creed called My Own Prison.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have that in my studio, but I'll try to see if I can find
somebody. Maybe somebody in your studio has an iPhone.
I know, right?
Well, how about Diamonds in the Sky by Madonna? That one has meaning for us today, although not sure.
I don't even have that one either. I could do. Do you like Muse, or did he like Muse?
I don't want to see Muse. I guess you could play Starlight by Muse. That would be good.
Yeah, I will do that. That sounds good.
Do you have any punk music?
Any who? Punk?
Country music?
Wait, let's see. Well, if you said punk, then I have, like, some Mongrel, which is kind of like a mix of punk and, like, rock.
No, that's it. Country music.
Oh, country. You know what? I have a song that kind of sounds country, actually. It's kind of cute. Hold on. Where is it? I will
find it.
How
about just Starlight? Starlight will be good.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to... Oh, darn. Yes. I'm going to do it. I'll do it for you right now. Okay, everyone listening in, and thank you so much for calling in and giving a shout out to Ryan. Rest in peace.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, what was your name?
I'm Sandra. Sandra London.
Sandra London.
Yes.
David Edinburgh.
Hi, David. What's the last name?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Oh, are you, like, Scottish?
just a wee bit here and there.
Sweet. Okay, yes, I'm going to play a song that I think you might like. Let me know, but here it is. It's called Baby Till I Met You, and I'll play it now.
I never owned a pair of Tommy Hill figures. Never did care for gold diggers. I only put up with some things because I had to. My self-destructive ways I've flaunted. I've always done what the hell I wanted. Baby, till I met you. Time I want to breathe.
A chair? I've never seen a chair like you before. Are you in rock and roll? Are you related to Sharon and Ozzy? Is that it? Is that who you are? Can I be on your show? I've got tons of magic tricks and animals who can fly and sing prettier than a bird. Shall I audition? Yeah. Must I begin now?
Yeah.
Do you have a platform and water for my toes? It's kind of my thing, you know. This is how I get into a character every now and again. Yes, yes. Okay. I will sit on you indeed. You've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I will come and sit upon them. If I dribble, will you or not? I am on the rod, and my little animal, prettier than a bird, he is going to sing with me. Right now he is asleep, but I call him Fifi. Sophie, j'adore Sophie. He is a teenage nightmare, an old doggy skin. He's a teenage nightmare. He really likes chicken. The end. Thank you. Goodbye. you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.